Cheeseheads. Cheeseheads. Get on your feet. It's Curd and Law. Hosted by Sparky Fighter and Ryan Horvath.
Now there's talk of Jermaine Johnson maybe being the guy that goes along with a pick, because he was a first-round pick by the Jets last year. Defensive end slash edge rusher, 6'4", 6'5", dude, come off the end from Florida State, wore 52, Rashawn Gary's number, playing for the Jets last year. Had 2.5 sacks, I want to say, somewhere in that area for the Jets last year. I think I'm okay with that. If it's going to be Johnson and a second, their second-round pick this year, I think I'm okay doing that deal if that's what they want to do. I'm fine with that. The other part about this is, realistically, I would love 13 in the first round. That's what I want. I want 13 in the first round, and I'd love a second-round pick this year, next year, whatever, but I want the Davante Adams deal, a 1 and a 2. If that's not going to happen, then it's going to be, okay, so if we're going to have to substitute the one for a player, then what player is it going to be? I don't need, with all due respect, their wide receiving core. Unless it's Garrett Wilson. Okay, fine. The rest of them, I'm good. Like, I don't need the rest of them. There's this unbelievable amount of love for Corey Davis. For what reason? I have no freaking clue. But everybody thinks this dude is just going to be all that in a bag of chips. Tell me when. Just tell me when this is going to happen so I can make sure I'm watching. Let him stay with Aaron and let's see him become this great player. So there are a lot of Packer fans, oh, I love Corey Davis. Pass. No interest.
With Aaron, he'll be great, but yeah, I'm with you.
Okay, so I have no interest in bringing that dude over.
No, I want young. That's what I'm saying, man. I want to choose our own dudes that LaFleur wants in the system, not the Jets leftovers.